A partner with Polar Pork says, when the global movement of goods proceeds uninterrupted, the world's farmers have the ability to produce enough food to feed everyone. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The conflict that's affected the movement of goods through the Strait of Hormuz is expected to result in reduced fertilizer availability and higher costs, leading to reduced grain production and potential food shortages. Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork, says we had a significant spike in feed grain costs during the Ukraine-Russia dispute, and if the disruption continues in the Middle East, we could see a significant reduction in grain production and explosive food costs.
If you've got lots of money, you can afford to buy food anytime. If you are living on the edge, which many people are, both at home, but globally, there's countries that really depend on food surpluses produced in places like Brazil and the United States Midwest to secure their food supply at a reasonable price. If there's a shortage, somebody will go without. And, you know, those somebodies are real people that are living on the edge today. And I don't know, hopefully these conflicts will be resolved as quickly as possible because, you know, if everything is normal, we can produce enough food for everyone. My hope as a food producer is that we can produce enough food globally that no one needs to go hungry. And we really want to see a resolution to this because, you know, people's lives depend on it. And food production is something that when there's a surplus, people take for granted. But when there's a shortage, it becomes a huge issue with serious consequences. So we really want to see a resolution.
Bosberg says if reduced fertilizer use results in lower crop production, it could have serious consequences. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.